Today, the largest union at the Boston Globe, the Boston Newspaper Guild, and the New York Times Company, which owns the Globe, meet to talk. These will be the first talks since the union rejected a contract to cut pay and benefits, and the Times responded by imposing a 23% wage cut that went into effect yesterday. Guild members marked the moment by staging a party yesterday they called a farewell to fair wages. At the party, Globe reporter and union member Beth Daly said considering the Times has put the Globe up for sale, there's reason to negotiate a different deal.
No one wants to touch the Boston Globe if there's a 23% pay cut because there's a lot of things in limbo that would make the paper leaner. There's no lifetime job guarantees that are taken off the table. There's no pension benefits. There's, no reduction in health care costs if that ultimately is what happens.
The union says it hopes today's meeting will start new talks on a new contract. However, the Times says the meeting is only about implementing the wage cut and not on reopening negotiations. As the Times tries to sell the Globe, the Boston Guild may take a cue from how a guild in Maine handled the recent sale of the newspaper in Portland, the Portland Press-Herald. The union spearheaded the effort to find a buyer and today actually becomes a part owner in the Press-Herald. We asked Tom Bell, president of the union in Portland, what his counterparts at the Globe might learn from the experience in Maine.
The Globe is going to have to find a partner who really wants the Boston Globe. And I think that the union in Boston is going to have to figure out how to present themselves to potential business partners to say, we are not the militant union that you think we might be. We are reasonable people that can sit down and not only make a deal, but going forward, provide some labor peace. That when you start laying off people, which is going to be necessary considering our revenues, we're not going to be screaming off the roof, that we understand that this is necessary. And the buyer is going to have to give the union something. They're going to have to treat them with respect and as partners.
Tom, give us a little background. How did the sale agreement, the sale of the Portland Press-Herald, come about?
It was a long process. It started 14 months ago when the Blethyn family put the paper up for sale. We put a full-page ad in our newspaper looking for potential partners. We called every single rich person we could find in the state and asked them if they'd work with us. And I think when Rich Connor was heard about the sale, he was calling around, and eventually we connected. Connor told us that if we had not been aggressive in reaching out to people, he never would have come to us and talked to us.
So tell us what you had to give up, what the union had to give up in order to get this deal done.
Actually, our deal looks a lot like the same deal that the Boston Globe Guild rejected last week. It's a 10% two-year pay freeze, a suspension of our 401k contributions, and a hard freeze on the pension plan. However, we get two seats on the board of directors. The other unions in the company share another seat. Also, we'll have an ownership stake in the company. A 15% ownership stake as part of an employee stock ownership plan. And that, we hope, will change the relationship between labor and management so that we're all more working together in order to reinvent this newspaper and find a way to find profits and survive.
Do you think it's a good deal?
Well, our members certainly do. They voted for it 162-19. And it's a good deal in the sense of what the alternatives were. The alternatives were bankruptcy or closing the newspaper, and the Blethyns just selling off the real estate. And the fact that we were at the table and negotiated in a real give-and-take manner allowed us to feel very good about this, as opposed to what happened in the Boston Globe.
You know, I asked whether you thought it was a good deal for another reason, too, because there are those people in the community who do not think it was a good deal, who think that you gave up too much, and who say that there could still be 100 layoffs at a 500-employee newspaper.
In fact, we know there'll be more layoffs. Our revenues are just absolutely plummeting, and the industry has collapsed. And we have this deal because we recognize that. And we're trying to save as many jobs as possible. Hopefully, a lot of these jobs will go via buyouts rather than layoffs.
Have guild members at the Boston Globe contacted you? Are they taking a close look at your deal to perhaps use it as a model for them in a possible sale of the Globe?
Yes, they are, and hopefully I'll be going down to Boston fairly soon to meet with them and talk about what we've done.
What's the chance, do you think, that the Guild at the Globe might be able to pull off a similar deal?
I think it's a slim chance, only because I think it was a very slim chance that we did it. when we began to do this a year ago, we acted as if we had a good chance. The reality is we were just very lucky that we had someone like Rich Connor, who grew up in Maine, specialized in turning newspapers around, and really wanted to come back to Maine. And it was his persistence that allowed him to work with us for such a long period of time in the middle of the financial crisis and the worst period of time in the newspaper industry in modern time. How many Rich Connors are there out there in the world that are willing to do this? I don't know. I don't think there are many.
Tom Bell, thanks a lot. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Tom Bell is president of the union, the Portland Newspaper Guild. Today, the union becomes part owner of the Portland Press-Herald, as well as the Kennebec Journal in Augusta and the Morning Sentinel in Waterville, all in Maine. To follow the twists and turns of the Boston Globe story, go to our website, wbur.org.